President Donald Trump has cleverly played on Mexico's national interest to win more Mexican cooperation against illegal immigration from Central America. When President Trump says he has received more cooperation from Mexico than he has from Congress in trying to enforce our border, you can see his point, while acknowledging the exaggeration. During my time in Laredo, I often reflected on how extraordinarily fortunate I was to have been born in a country where jobs and opportunities are plentiful, and to have a family that valued education and hard work. I heard many illegal aliens refer to the United States as the land of plenty. Very few, I believe, came here with an intention to commit crimes beyond their initial act of illegal entry. With many, their desire for a job overlapped significantly with their desire to be with their family members already in the United States. Sometimes an illegal immigrant's family from Mexico would attend the guilty pleas of their loved ones who had been arrested for illegally entering the United States. Having family members show up in court often had an impact on judges because it put the defendant in a broader context. In one case, we prosecuted a 23-year-old woman who had been arrested while swimming across the Rio Grande. She was one of the few who was willing to risk her life by not paying the cartels. It turned out that she had previously entered the country legally with a tourist visa, but she had violated its terms by taking two jobs waitressing at Mexican restaurants in Laredo. Her visa had been revoked, hence her need to come here illegally. Her mother legally came over from Nuevo Laredo to be in court for her, and the public defender included her in his statement to the court, which focused on the fact that the defendant had merely come to America looking for work. As usual, when defendants pleaded guilty, I chose not to make any sentencing arguments and personally was relieved when the judge sentenced her to time served. The defendant had gone through a lot in just the arrest and booking process, and her mother sat in the court tearful and worried. I even brought her a box of tissues. We had the names of both restaurants that had employed the young woman illegally, but we never followed up on those leads because we lacked the time, money, and investigators to do it properly. But it was clear to me that the only way to curtail illegal immigration is to go after the employers, and that is rarely done. Jobs attract illegal immigrants. Everything would change dramatically if those jobs were strictly reserved for American citizens and legal aliens, and if businesses that employed illegals were seriously punished for doing so. Then, and only then, would we be able to secure our border successfully and stop the humanitarian crisis that currently exists there as the cartels prey on the innocent, dangerous criminals slip.